Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl.
Hey, Lane.
Hi, Mary B.
Tell us how you're feeling.
I'm feeling great.
If you're lying?
Yeah, if I was lying, sack of... I looked at my phone in the morning, and it was 6:30 a.m.
Was that after or before you'd fallen asleep?
Of course, I was still wide awake. Literally, like, you said it best, like an owl in the night, like, so scared awake.
Eyes wide open.
I don't know why, like, my body could not shut down.
Well, let's talk.
I was just so jazzed because we had, like, the best night ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally just night one of our extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. Guys, we are coming to you live. We're on a business trip.
Yep.
In the Hamptons.
Yeah.
So on my air mattress.
Essentially, I have a good friend from college who's going to Columbia Business School next year, and they have this huge weekend where it's like a get-to-know-each-other weekend.
Yeah, like pre-syllabus week.
Yeah, pre-syllabus week, and it's out in East Hampton, and somehow we finagled our way into one of the share houses. Well, he organized the house, yeah. So he has, like, you know, the... Mm-hmm. The pole. So we're actually all staying in the master. He got a plus five.
So stunning.
It's actually,
the house is insane.
Yeah. So I know, like, I'm sure many of our listeners watch Summer House. Like, imagine, seriously, I'm not even trying to.
We are living it.
We're living Summer House
right
like now.
A million art pieces and sculptures in this house that, like, mm-hmm. I don't even want to look up the price. Yeah. And, like, right now, everyone's out there cooking, and here we are in here podcasting. Like,
we're, basically taking on the personas of the Giggly Squad.
Yeah.
Before they got and made it big. We're in bed.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're in air mattress.
Yeah, we're in air mattress. There is a huge bed behind us, but
yeah, but this
we're
is all right.
It this morning.
Yeah, we're swimming it in the air mattress. But so this is going to be a, how many days? We're a four-part podcast where each morning.
Five.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Five-part podcast where Elena and I are going to recap our day/nights every morning for, like, about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and we haven't even left the house yet, you guys. Like, we came straight from the delayed thing, mm-hmm. train.
Yeah, shout out to Donald Trump for delaying our train. Thanks Donald.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.
Thanks a lot.
So we got here kind of late, and we literally haven't left the house because apparently, like, unbeknownst to us, we are the party house.
Party house.
Like, guys, we're the cool people.
And, like, my
everyone, like, was coming to our house. Like, we walked in.
And then 10 minutes later.
Like, people were piling in.
So the party began.
Like, Project X who?
Yeah. And unfortunately, like, our friends who were in the house had, like, while we were away, had gone out to
the grocery store.
The grocery store to get, like,
and they
alcohol.
Weren't back yet.
So these people were showing up to our house and were like, where's the beer? We were like, it's in
route. We don't know. And who are you?
Yeah. And what's that?
They're like, and who are you? We're wearing the plus fives.
I know. They were like, who are you? We were like, we're actually not going to Columbia Business School next year. But everyone's been so nice. Truly.
Literally,
like,
so nice.
I'm jealous of this class.
Me too. I'm like,
they're going to have so much fun together.
Late admin apply?
Like, should we go to their graduation?
Honestly.
I'm invested.
The people in our house are like family to us.
I'm actually obsessed with everybody who's in here. Like, they're so cool and so nice.
There's 16 of us in this house.
Yeah.
They're so lovely. Like, I would take a bullet for them in the foot.
Literally.
And maybe by the end of this, it
in
would
be
to the chest. Like, you never know.
They're so nice. Like, I wish, I don't want to, like, breach anyone's privacy, but I want to go through, like, one by one to just talk about how great they are.
No, everyone's so nice.
But I love them. Like, I love them.
No, so precious.
So, I'm so excited. And I also am loving because we're here with some of our friends, too. So it's, like, a nice mix of we have some friends here and we're meeting a lot of new people. So it's just been a blast.
Yeah. And I guess there's, like, 400, 200 people.
Yeah.
Like, here.
There's, like,
multiple different houses.
Yeah.
I thought there was only 75, but
no.
Apparently it's a ton. And I only know two people here. So that's awesome.
Well, now you know more. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah, it's growing. But yeah, so today, so basically
but
last
wait,
night all
also,
we did was have a house
yeah,
party.
And the nice thing is, like, no, everyone in this whole class
mm-hmm.
met for the first time last night. So it's not like I felt like an outsider.
Right.
Like, everyone was mingling.
It's such
so
a good
awesome.
Environment to meet people because pretty much everyone's a stranger
mm-hmm.
to each other. So that's such a good point.
And, like, people are, like,
they're trying to mingle.
International. It's so fun.
Yes.
Like, just literally
just
touched down
just
in this week
and
in the
they,
U.S.
And they don't have... their English obviously is their second language, and they're all so sweet.
Precious
and I just
sweet.
Want to be like, no. Someone needs to write a memoir of your story. No, like, I can't think about it too much.
I was getting
10 days
I'm
in
like,
the US, and now you're in the Hamptons.
I'm like, damn, it took me 26 years in the US to go to the Hamptons.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
Just now, impressive
like,
people.
You need to go check on him and make sure he's like acclimating well.
I will be like, hey.
He's like, Trader Joe's? Like, yes.
He's like, I'm going
we
to
need to
all
make him a list of what like weird US snacks he used to try.
I'm figuring all the cheap places to go. Target, Trader Joe's. I was like, yeah, CVS. He's like, yes, CVS Pharmacy. I was like, yes.
So precious. I'm obsessed.
So needless to say, we are just in heaven over here with the people and the environment. We have like
and our sickening house, the pool, a sauna.
Okay, listen to this though. The pool is like, okay, this is gonna sound stupid when I say it, but it's because all pools are holes in the ground, but it's literally a hole in the ground. Like, there's no pavement to be seen. It's like
it's
grass pool. It's like grass and then a little bit of like pavement.
I think
like
that's kind of common out here solely because like people still want like an outdoorsy yard vibe.
Yeah, but I'm really excited to use it. Like,
oh, I'm going in when we wrap.
There. Yeah, I want to put my bathing suit on.
Actually, eat the breakfast.
Eat the breakfast they're making. Yes. And I was like, I'm in my Paige era where I'm like, I haven't touched a pan since 08.
I'm like, listen, us single gals out here, like, I'm already cooking enough for myself. Like, I'm
so
good.
True.
I'm good.
Good.
Put a man in the kitchen. I'm good.
So it actually smells so good, I have to say. But we're sipping our coffee, and here to recap, Elena has been vlogging, our queen.
Yeah, literally, I need to post. Like, yell at me, I will post.
Yeah, okay, I will post. I'll yell at you to post. But Elena also, our queen, has been taking notes.
I know, but not that good, because I was like, I was trying to chatty, and it was, like, so many bodies that I felt like someone was looking over my shoulder as I'm, like, typing notes about them.
I do kind of want to set the scene that Elena and I did mingle, but we also kept to ourselves.
No, we were...
We were in and out.
Yeah, we were in and out, for sure. And, like, but some of the people, I was like, I don't want to interrupt your convos because, like, you're trying to get to know your peers.
I know. It
and,
is
like, you don't need to get to know me.
It is a little bit of a weird dynamic because we, like you said, like, we want... It just feels like you don't want to intrude because they're trying to actually get to know each other.
And like maybe
and we're
like
just
going
like
business
side
together.
Side
and I'm like, hey, let me know if you need an investor.
I know. Wait, do you want to tell the people your idea? Are you keeping it close to the chest?
No, I'm keeping it close to my chest.
All right. We have an idea to pitch people just in case anyone asks if we want to go into a business venture.
Because that's been brought up. And I'm
like, we're ready though. We're ready.
They're like, what do you do for work? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Literally don't. And I'm like, I don't even live, like, they all live in New York, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm live in Chicago. I just, and like, I'm starting maybe like later when we meet like different people at like the clubs and stuff, like in the group, I'm gonna like start making up different personas about who
I am. Like people who are in our house.
Yeah, but our goal of the like week, I keep saying weekend, like it's a week, is to have these people, not to be like so conceited, like have these people talk about us like later.
Be like, remember those random chicks?
Random girls.
Okay, yeah, that's a good goal. But it's been really fun. I mean, last night,
I know nothing like too crazy to report because we haven't left the house yet, but just know like we are the cool party house.
Yeah,
like I'm looking at a red Solo cup next to a like very expensive statue right now.
Yeah,
on a stack of really nice decorative books.
It's like a bust
in our room.
Elena, like, so funny. There's this giant bookshelf in here with all these really really nice like table books.
Like not that you read, like nice.
Do you think this is a take one give one situation? I could take this and leave my mystery book I brought.
And do you want to? You want to read some Ruth Ware so I can take one of those, like, really nice...
Comparta?
Like, yeah, because I already have a few of those.
Yeah, like, what are those called?
I don't know.
Like the big artisan...
People
know
one, and I have the...
Like, the big...
Shod one.
Yeah, the big artisan books that are, like, neon, different color, contrasting. Love.
Look at it.
Hey, girl. One of our housemates just walked into our room.
Oh, guys, we have a live...
A
live studio audience.
I know, we get... You want to say hi? Yeah.
Your girl's delivery.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. I brought the girl's elements, but there's no ice in the house.
Oh that's
God,
okay.
It's warm.
Thank you so much. Wow. We talk about how we would take a bullet for the people in the house. This is what we're saying.
Yeah,
one of
them.
Thank you,
Erin.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah.
Bye. Just, Elena.
Cheers.
Also, cheers. Before we go to bed, Elena just pops up from her air mattress and goes, I love my life.
Yes, I do.
I'm so lucky.
Like, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh my God, thank you for coming. I was like a shot in the dark.
You were like, I don't know if I want to go. Like, should I do it? And I was like, yeah, you should go. And then you were like, wait, should you go? And I was like, wait, yeah.
Yeah. We're living out our summer house fantasies. Mm-hmm. It's so fun too when we get to talk to someone at the party who like knows summer house.
Everyone. Even the men, like, shout out these mm-hmm. girls training their straight men to like Bravo.
There's this really nice guy who is engaged, and he was talking about how he loves summer house, and I was like, your fiance is so lucky. Like,
and like we would sneak away and lay in the bed, and we were like, we were just in the bed. He's like, I get it.
I get it.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
But we made, of course, we can't go on this. I can't come on this podcast and not talk about theater camp. So we did watch it a little bit last night. We made some people watch. Maybe tonight there's a huge TV in the basement, which is like a sickening basement.
We could run it back.
We could, like, turn it on for the people.
Yeah, we barely watched it. We were, like, falling asleep.
Yeah.
But theater camp, like, if you're, you know, a long-time listener, you know we love theater camp.
Love.
We were kind of educating the masses. And maybe that's
why, like, I didn't fall asleep until, like, 6:30, 7 a.m. because I was just so excited about bringing theater camp to joy to others.
That could have been it.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's like just a mini panic, high functioning panic attack over
about theater camp.
I was crying in my eye mask, so it's a little damp. But it's
a little damp. It's okay.
Like for no reason other than
that's
brain
exciting
has
though.
It out for me.
No, yeah. On the serious note, that's truly anxiety.
Literally.
Like when there's no reason, but you're just freaking out. It's
freaking out.
Awful.
And like there's air mattresses comfy. Like I have my own pillowcase. Like I was fine. I was doing my box breathing. Yeah, mom, if you're hearing this, that doesn't work. I was doing it. I even, God forbid, I said the rosary a few times, okay?
Wait, send this to your mom. She's going to be so proud.
It didn't work. I went deep. I said the rosary. That's like last resort.
When
I'm trying to fall
Mary,
asleep.
When even Mary abandons you.
It's probably because I haven't been to church. Maybe I'll go to mom and she'll bring me good energy.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, we're coming up on like our 10, I think. So should we just like say, okay, so this is what we are doing today.
Yeah.
Possibly
beach pool.
And then beach pool, and then we're probably gonna grill out, I think. And then the whole like weekend business school that we aren't going to has rented out Bounce in Montauk, which is just like a 2-4 club on the beach. So that's what we have in store. But We only have the club until 11, and then regular people get to
come. Normies.
Yeah, so that will be fun. So,
but yes, we're probably gonna like get out of our jammies.
And the theme is Barbie, mm-hmm. so.
And we're gonna get in our bathing suits and cover up. And I definitely want to go in the. Wait, why is it straight line? Just recap though of night one, like amazing. Like mm-hmm. we're the party house. Everyone's so nice. Like,
it was so fun.
The guy who invited us, like he's the king.
And then I think
we figured out who the queen is.
Yeah, there's a queen of this weekend, I think, and she was everybody at our house.
She was at our house. Like
the queen
of CBS was at our house. Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And like I don't want them to date because I think that would be too powerful
too
for them.
Much.
But I need them
Their
to
allies.
Collab in some sort.
Yeah, for
professionally.
Sure. For sure. They did meet last night. It was like a meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
We watched
I took a
it
photo.
Happen.
I literally stuck my hand up and took a picture. I was like, this needs to be documented.
Oh my god. But in a word, like I feel like I'm actually living inside a TV show that I watched and I'm just having the best time and I'm with my cousin slash sister.
No, literally, I'm with my sister. Like, it's
like,
amazing.
Cheers.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I feel like we keep having to make it clear that we're cousins because we keep, like, hiding off, in the corner together, whispering. I'm like, sorry. We're just, like,
sisters kikiing in the corner. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, everybody, like, wish us luck on day
two. Yeah, stay tuned for post-club. Hopefully, there's even more exciting things to report and we actually leave the confines of this house.
Yeah, for sure. We will be leaving the confines, and we'll have some more saucy sauce. But this is, like, a good foundation. Like, we're laying the groundwork.
Yeah, I didn't
want to
get crazy.
Future.
Like, we weren't drunk. We were just chilling.
Yeah. Well. And now everyone knows, like, where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we will catch you tomorrow morning, probably more hungover.
Hopefully.
And with lots of fun
stories. God willing.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Lane.
Hi.
We're recording this time. Sorry, everyone. We just recorded a lot and...
You're lost because it was really funny.
Yeah, actually, probably the funniest we've ever been.
No.
Elena, how are you doing?
I'm good. I was feeling shy.
And are you feeling shy still?
A little.
A little? Okay.
No, I'll be
That's
better.
Okay.
We have our eye patches on. We're in bed.
We're channeling Paige and Hannah. And maybe one day we'll be Giggly Squad.
Yeah. Everyone's making brekkie out there.
and we are in bed. Can you tell that we've had a long 2 days of fun?
Three.
It's like I have to party this weekend. I have to party after that.
Although, like, I haven't even been hungover, which is really nice.
You're doing a good job, I think, of keeping it tight. Mm-hmm. So since we last chatted, we had a really fun pool day where we sipped rosé by the pool.
Flying beer pong. Played mermaids.
Met some amazing, cool people. And went to Bounce Beach, dropped it low. Mm-hmm. Great DJ.
Sunglasses on. Updated Mary B's Hinge.
Updated my Hinge. Is actually hilarious. So hopefully some of you 6% men out there see that. I hope that for you.
Yeah, and give it a like. As the creative director, I tried really hard.
Anyway. Oh my gosh, I worry that our second recording is not going to be the same as our first. We have to pull it out, Lane.
I know.
Come on, girl. We can do this.
I'm like trying to look at my pictures and my notes. We're just having like the best time, guys.
Should we just
trust us, bro?
Honestly, pod over. Like, just trust us, bro. We're having the time of our lives. We actually, though, have gotten a reputation for ourselves. We are known as the Notre Dame House because we're absolutely poser nation. Though we're not really being posers. We're like, we're telling people that we're not going to CBS. Yeah. But we went to a bonfire last night. During the day, we actually ended up going to Surf Lodge, which was really fun. These two sick female DJs that just absolutely blew our minds. They were so cool. They're like who I want to be if I like really didn't care about anything. They were so sick. They had like the really cool stamp tattoos. Like their hair was slicked back into like a braid. They were wearing like vests with no shirt underneath and like a necklace down the middle. They were sick.
Yeah, their DJ style was cool. They had, like, drums. It was a little tribal vibes. It was really cool.
Oh, my gosh. Also, Never Fear Everyone, the banana hammock shirt popped off.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't wear my skimpy dress.
The proclaimed queen of CBS said I looked cute, so I'm still riding that high.
Oh, my God, so true.
Only one nip slip the whole night, which I felt good about.
I didn't even see it. So.
Exactly. What else, Lane? Wait, tell us. How did Surf Lodge compare to your imagination?
It was great. It was really fun. I'm glad I was let in. I didn't think I would be. So expectations were really low. So obviously they were exceeded because I was allowed to enter. Mm-hmm. It was very fun.
Yeah, we it's had fun. A little it's beautiful.
Fun dancey time. Really pretty sunset. Mm-hmm. A little after DJ moment. Disco ball.
We're really? Sounding like we literally went to a funeral. You're giving funeral vibes from Surf Lodge. You gotta give the people more.
I don't have much to report, guys. Like, it wasn't crazy. It was a Sunday. But it was still super fun. Like, it lived up to the hype that I had it in my head.
Okay, that's good.
I know, I'm sort of off right now. It's because I haven't finished my coffee.
That's okay. We, this is a safe space.
And I woke up, like, in the crevice of my air mattress and the wall area that I shoved it against because the sides were sort of deflating. So I woke up to that and the smell of my smelly armpits. So that's sort of what I'm dealing with.
We're working hard out here.
Sort of what I'm dealing with mentally. Like, you never know what someone's going through. Okay. You can't judge them.
Yeah, exactly. And we won't be judging you.
Thank you.
Who did we see last night? Austin. I don't know if you could see it from afar, but I was giving him the stink eye for Sierra.
Yeah, and Mary doesn't even watch Southern Charm, so, like, she doesn't even know the lore.
I only know from Summer House.
And, like, yeah, I won't bore you, because I'm sure all the girlies listening have watched, like, with the Olivia Taylor situation, but he was with two people, one girl, like, nothing crazy. He wasn't, like, flirting with anyone. Some people were taking pics, and then I think he made it to the dance floor, but he was being very normal, very expressive, like, seriously did not stop talking the whole time. Like, he's just exactly like how he was on TV. We didn't say anything, though. We just observed from afar, far, far. Our live studio audience is mad at us.
Our live studio audience just shut the door. I think we're... Is that, what does that mean?
It means we're too good, so he can't focus on his assignment because he wants to listen to us.
Because he's laughing so hard in there, I can hear it.
I know, we're not even being funny. No one's laughing. No one's laughing listening to us.
Okay, well, should we stop then?
I need to bring it out. I'm being so bad right now.
It's okay.
I can't.
You're not being bad.
I'm being shy. We fear. Oh, we had we had Turkish Delight yesterday, though, for the first time.
Turkish Delight from the sweet, sweet Turkish man in our house.
It was really nice of him to bring that.
Mm-hmm. It was delightful.
So precious.
Okay, should we tell the people what we're doing today?
Oh, yeah. And then close out? I can't... This is my issue, is, like, recording every day is not... Because, like, I fear that I've already said all the stuff already, like, on other days.
This is only our second day.
I know, but I feel like I'm retelling things.
Oh, okay. So should we wait until the end in podcast?
I can't
remember
if I told Suitcase Skate or not. I think I already did.
I think we did. But I don't. We wouldn't have said that we met him at the club,
though. Oh, yeah.
Though.
So then the guy... Okay, so if I did tell the story, which I guess in post, when we listen back, I'll insert it right now if it wasn't told. But the guy who had made fun of my suitcase on the train is at CBS, which we thought. But then we saw him at Bounce, and we were like, oh, my God. He was like, oh, my God, Suitcase Girl, like, I told my whole house about what happened to you. Like, I can't believe you're in CBS. And I was like, well, actually, I'm not. And he's like, oh, no, you're the Notre Dame house. Like, yeah.
The lore is never ending.
I know. And one of the houses here has already gotten kicked out. Like, guys, it's crazy.
Basically what happened is they had a party. Neighbors complained. Airbnb host reached out and said, hey, please, like, quiet it down. Like, don't do that. And then they did it again and got complained again. And then they basically got a cease and desist from the Airbnb hosts.
Yeah, so they all had to leave. So now they're all out on the street, which is, like, really sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. But thinking of them, wishing them well.
Yeah, well, I can't tell what we're going to do today because we don't know. This has been and I'm really bad at it. And I get nervous when I pick the thing to do that people aren't going to like it. Yeah, my goal, which I know this is so superficial and so stupid and surface level and don't roll your eyes, but, like, my goal was to live out my influencer wannabe dreams at Surf Lodge, and I already did that because we went. I saw at least one reality person.
And so now are you, like, ready to go back to New York?
No. No. But, like, I didn't speak up yesterday when we were like, what should we do? Where should we go? Like, in my heart of hearts, I was, like, screaming.
Surf Lodge. Okay, well, we went.
I know we went. So that's what I'm saying. So, like...
So what about today in your heart of hearts? What's it telling you?
Like, I don't care, truly.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We're debating, like, distillery. There's a lot of up in the air.
We're debating whether to go to the distillery or just sit by the pool again. Our life is actually so hard. Well,
either way, we have to, like, leave and go into town.
Yeah. I mean, I have a really cute dress.
I know, me too. I packed cute outfits. I really, like, I knew, I didn't know this happened, but, like, my huge suitcase, I definitely overpacked.
It's okay. It's better to be over than under.
I know. Oh, yeah, then we have a white party tonight at Common Ground, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I kind of love a theme, so.
Do you guys hear the birds? How gorgeous. Oh, yeah, the bonfire on the beach last night was so pretty, too. Like, the stars were out.
We had s'mores. That was fun. There was a man with a guitar.
Yeah, it was, like, so classic. I was like, wait, is this real life?
Yeah, I've been having fun. It feels like we're just kind of, like...
In camp. It's so camper-coded.
Like a limbo camp situation.
Like, in college. It's so comfy. Like, I never want it to end. It's so precious. It's so fun. Like, it's just the comfiest vibes. I can't explain it. It's so comfy. Except literally the Hamptons, like, I'm sorry, it's literally Northern Michigan. Like, I have no need to make it out here again. I mean, it's so fun and amazing. So, like, everything is fun, but, like,
in terms of, like, looks, it's Northern Michigan, just hotter.
Literally exact same.
It's so similar.
It's crazy.
But it's just the proximity to Manhattan that I think is the reason why it's so hyped, you know?
Yeah, I agree, because it's easy to get to for you guys. Yeah.
You don't have to take a plane.
And, like, it's not like in Northern Michigan people are, like, doing share houses.
Yet.
Yeah, true.
Okay, should we close it up and we'll come back another day?
Yeah. Let me do one last look at my notes and my pictures. Oh, this was a funny quote. This classic douchey man. This was and how I wrote it was like, you know, that SpongeBob meme.
Oh, I know who you're talking
where
about.
Where you're like doing, yeah. Oh, is it really, you know, like that? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, I really hate being tied down. Like,
oh, yeah.
Eyes were rolled in the back of my head. Oh, also, allegedly, Rihanna writes her music alone in her room. and Rihanna shared her caprese with him.
There's no guys, way. That man was lying through his teeth.
I can't believe him.
I don't believe him.
I want to believe him. Okay. Rihanna, if you're listening, if you went to Carbone approximately 4 years ago by yourself and you shared a caprese with a Latino man and you told him that you write music alone in your room, no, please DM us to confirm.
He said that she only will write with one other person.
Oh, yeah.
But she wouldn't say who it was.
And it's preferably alone in a room. But it...
Who is out there that can confirm? She just a DM.
Mm-hmm. And did you share caprese with someone at Carbone? Let me know, please.
Thanks, Riri.
Okay, go Chiefs. Let me look at some other picks that we have. Oh. Really not that. Gorgeous sunset. Oh, a denim couch.
There was a denim couch at the house who had the bonfire last night.
There's this really pretty tree around here that I need to know what it's called. I'll just send it to my mom.
Yeah, she would know.
We were looking really pretty. Like, I took some gorgeous pictures of Mary B. at Bounce.
At Bounce or at Surf Lodge?
Bounce. I need to delete these solo shots of me.
Okay, well, thank you for tuning in, everyone. I hope you're enjoying this Hamptons extravaganza.
And we will have a extreme recap later, don't worry, when we listen back to this and remember things. And hopefully we have more to report.
Yeah.
My friend just texted me a picture of my other friend. It's because I wanted to set them up, honestly, and she had found them on Bumble literally the day after I said that I wanted to set them up. And she's not into it because they're the same height, and she said that when she sent his Bumble like a few months ago, she said like he's lying about his height. She just sent it again. Elena, he changed his height. It's accurate now.
Aww.
He wasn't lying about the 6 feet. Aww. That's funny.
The only problem with that is I feel like now that if you see 5'9", you assume he's 5'7". You know what I mean?
Oh, wait. Also, I texted Claire this morning, so this is funny. There's this really, sweet, precious people here. And there's this guy who's straight from Thailand, I think. Like, he literally
got here. Oh, my God. Like, I can't believe it's taken so long for us to get here.
He got here, like, a week ago.
Literally a week ago.
And someone asked him, like, what made you pick New York? Like, why New York City? Why Columbia? He said, I watched Hamilton, and I loved it.
He said, I watched Hamilton on Disney Plus, and I knew I wanted to come to New York. Like, isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever heard?
He's going to be real disappointed.
It's very different now, but I love that. So cute.
And honestly, someone get this man, reprivate on Broadway and get this, get him to go.
Someone.
Get him house seats in a backstage
tour.
Seriously.
We should make that happen.
I know.
All right, well, signing off.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Elena.
Oh, wait. The microphones are here. Okay, I'm recording.
How you doing?
I think. Let's hope. Hello, all. Let's hope this is recording. Hi, Mary B. Let's see how this is going. Good. Guys, we are, like, working women. We're remote. I have this bootleg microphone that my brother used to use when he would Twitch stream. It's like, I already broke it. I don't know if this is recording. So hello, if you're hearing this, hi.
Wow, we're just like a recording duo. Needless to say, mm-hmm. We did not meet the goal of 10 minutes every morning in the Hamptons, nor did we close it out in time. So apologies for Chicago. This being a week late? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just as juicy.
We tried. No.
No, morning three.
But, yeah, the last you heard of us was, like, morning two, I think, and I was not in good spirits. I was, I was in a bad mood. I was being mean on the microphone. I feel like it was not my best and brightest moment, so I'm so sorry. I'm better now, but also worse because I'm away from my people.
No, I'm
like
actually...
Like, my sisters for life.
I have been having such separation anxiety the day after. So we get home on Wednesday. I lay my head down at noon and I fell asleep on accident for 5 hours. So woke up at 5 p.m.
And then Thursday, I went to get drinks with some of the people in the house because I just, like, couldn't handle it. And then on Saturday, we went to a concert at Elsewhere, RAC. They were so good, or he was so good. And afterwards, one of the guys in the house said that they were at a rooftop party and that we should come. We were like, we're there, because we can't handle being apart.
No, duh. Literally. And while Mary B was doing all this recovery, I was right back into it. Went to Nantucket for a few days. While Mary B was napping, I was at the brewery a few in. She woke up and I was like, hey.
So, Elena, yeah. tell the people how many nights in a row you went out.
Oh, 9, you guys. Crazy. And, like, I don't think I went to bed before 3 a.m. like any night.
Do you feel like you're recovering from jet lag?
Yes. Like, but also I'm kind of okay. Yesterday and the day before, like Monday at work, like shell of a human, like seriously unwell. And like, then I came home and I literally just went straight to bed, I think. Like, I don't even remember what I did. I'm just now like doing my laundry stuff, putting everything away. Like, so dead, but so worth it. Like, seriously, I would do it a million more times. I wish I was still doing it.
No, I completely agree. This is the first day I've started to feel semi like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up to a text this morning. So I borrowed my friend's Hulu to watch Dance Moms: A New Era. I don't know if you guys have heard, but they're doing a whole new studio, whole new cast. It's crazy. And I borrowed her Hulu to start it. I think I texted her on Sunday. And she texted me today and said, LOL, did you already finish Dance Moms? Yes. Yes, I did.
And what's it to you?
She's like, I'm cracking up. Only 10 episodes. I texted her and said, I'm in recovery.
Oh, that's nothing.
I know. I've been in recovery, so I'm just binging. But I would recommend. However, the moms are, like, nasty. Like, they're a different level.
So it's no one from the normal cast?
No, it's a completely new cast, new like dance teacher, new everything, and they pick some of the wildest moms. Like, these women are out for blood. So
yikes.
I know. Yikes. It's almost too much, but you know, as you can see, I finished it.
Love that. Okay, well, literally, well, before we got on, I was just telling Mary B that I was doing some admin yesterday. I like finally got the courage to call American Airlines and be somewhat of a Karen.
Because tell people what happened.
Oh yeah, in regards to my canceled flight. So I went to Nantucket, like when Mary B and Nicole went back to their apartment in New York, I went to Nantucket for like 3 days to visit my friend and her family. And then I went back to New York to see, do we dare drop it real quick in the middle?
Who?
Baby.
Oh my gosh, to see new,
like, the main reason that I needed to go back to New York,
because Kate
was, because there's a new happiest
drum roll girl. Kate has had her baby, affectionately known as Czar. She is so perfect. 10 fingers, 10 toes. It's just sweet little nugget of joy. Gorgeous. She's so itty bitty. Yeah. I don't want to like tell the birth story or anything because it's Kate's story to tell, but Mama and Baby are doing well and we are so overjoyed. I've been seeing her every day. She's such a little nut.
She's so cute. So I was activated because my flight was canceled for no reason. Every other flight was going in and out of Nantucket and LaGuardia. And I let American email me flight canceled. I'm like, okay, I'm enjoying my time at Hill House. There's no service. I hear another girl in the dressing room be like, oh, my flight just got canceled. And I'm like, uh-oh. So then I'm like, go find Emma. And I'm like, can we go back to your house so I can get Wi-Fi? And then as we're driving there, I got an email. Flight canceled. We're unable to rebook you. I'm like, cool. So then they're like, look on our site for other flights. And the next flight was 2 days later in like the afternoon, which wasn't going to work because I knew Baby could possibly be born and I was not about to miss that. So I was so activated. Booked another flight on a different airline that was delayed 3 hours. Whatever. I made it. It was all fine. But I called American Airlines yesterday because I noticed that on my app, there were no trip credits and my credit card had not been refunded. So I was like, okay. So I called and, okay, this is crazy. Like, the amount of people that are probably just out money, which I guess if they're going from Nantucket, they're probably fine with losing a little. But, like, you had to call and make the refund claim. It didn't just go into your account.
No, that's happens to me sometimes. Like, you sometimes have to get on the phone to get what you're due. Like, you can do it online. Like, for some reason, it only works with the agent.
I know, and I was like, what? And it's not even a credit. And, like, I don't want a credit. I don't want to use your forlorn airline again. I want it on my credit card. So then I called the lady, and I was nice. And then, and she kept saying, like, the flight you didn't get on. I'm like,
because you canceled it.
It was canceled. But then, and so then I was asking if I could get a reimbursement or a partial reimbursement for the JetBlue flight that I had to book because I couldn't. The next possible flight they were offering me was 2 days later, and, like, that would not work.
Mm-hmm.
And she said I had to submit, like, another claim online, which I've tried to do, and it won't let me. So I need to do more admin and figure that out, because I would like at least some money for that.
Oh, definitely keep up the grind. I feel like the way they get you is by you giving up. You have to keep up the grind.
I'm not giving up. Mm-hmm. I bet they're, like, those rich people in Nantucket aren't going to say anything about this flight. Not me.
Not you, because... Not my poor ass.
I'm getting that fun.
Hell yeah, girl.
So, yeah. That's my admin update. So where did we leave off? I need to look at my camera roll to, like, discuss. I think we had left off. Also,
what was day three? That was after Bounce or no?
Bounce, yeah. Yeah, I think it was after Bounce.
Are you sure Bounce wasn't day two? I feel like maybe it was after. No, I think it was the day after Bounce. So what was that?
That was the surf watch. Okay, day. Oh my god, in the Turkish Delight, we haven't even discussed that.
I miss him.
Or did that happen before or after? No, literally, I miss everyone in our house. Like, sweet, precious angels. We tried Turkish Delight for the first time. Like, who knew that even was
a thing? Yeah, shout out Chronicles of Narnia for teaching me about Turkish Delight. But mm-hmm.
It tasted like a gummy, kind of. Like, it was like gelatin.
It was the sweet, sweet Turkish man who brought them for us. He was so sweet.
Brought it for us, like, so packaged, so sweet. And then after Bounce, guys, like, we were literally living Love Island or, like, Summer House. Way the girls would, like, just sit with their coffee outside and the guys would make us breakfast inside, like, it was insane. And the chefing, the grilling, like, we really cooked, which was so worth it. Truly, the expense that I thought I would spend on this trip was way less than anticipated.
Same, like, I think I spent less on this trip than I normally do in New York City.
Yeah,
which is 100%. Crazy. Like, being out of the city, I was like, oh my god, I'm rich after this trip.
Same. And, like, it was so worth it to grill and pizza and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with such a big group, like, it ended up being so great.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone in the house was so amazing.
So amazing.
What are some?
We had a fun time at Bounce. Oh. Fun time the next morning. Surf Lodge, fun.
Surf Lodge was so fun. I mean, everything was fun. Common Ground was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Talk House was a blast.
I feel like low-key Common Ground was my fave.
Common Ground was definitely the best night out. Surf Lodge was just, like, mm-hmm. chill during the day. But Common Ground was really fun, like, dancing. That was so fun. More fun than Bounce, I feel like. Maybe it was just because we were, like, farther into the week or whatever, but... Common Ground was a blast. And they played they played really good songs at Bounce, too.
Literally, like, Nicole and I were on Ox at Common Ground. Like, we made the playlist. Literally, the morning before the Common Ground night, the, like, white party, we woke up and we saw that there was a group playlist you could add to. And Nicole and I looked at it and we were like, ooh, they need some help. They need some Brat Summer help. So we basically made the playlist and... It was so, the music was lovely. So that was my first DJ gig. Like, Rangers, step aside. There's another DJ in the family.
Okay, please be advised that this is where my, as in Mary B's, GarageBand decided to stop recording. So you will now hear a maybe 10 to 15 minutes of Elena finishing up the download on our time in the Hamptons. I will say she gives a pretty full overview of what happened, and you don't miss too much from me. So please enjoy. Apologies for the technical difficulties, but I think you'll still have fun with Elena's recap. And when you hear silence, just imagine what was Mary B saying in that moment. Enjoy.
So funny thing that happened, okay, so this was funny. After the Common Ground night, which was, like, the last, like, party night, the next night we were on our own, which was when we went to Talk House, but it was everyone... Okay, so the night before that, one of the houses had gotten kicked out of their Airbnb due to like partying, and then they thought they would double down and bring a keg midday, which the neighbors then reported to the Airbnb like host, and so then they got kicked out like midway. So a bunch of people either went back to the city or like had to sleep on couches. So then the next night, our house happened to have a bunch of people over after Common Ground, and we were like, okay, a little bit nervous because people had gotten kicked out, but it was tame. Like, nothing was crazy. These are like adult. It's not like it's like a crazy college freshman house party where everyone's being crazy. Like, for the most part, honestly, our house like was really clean and like nothing broke, like nothing crazy. And yeah, same. I was like nervous with all like the bajillions of dollar art and stuff around, but everything was fine. Like, people are respectful. But so we were a little bit nervous about having people over at our house, and Mary B was making a bunch of like food in the night. We wanted first the Turkish guy, like we wanted to show him. A lot of people had never had smiley fries before, so that was us just sort of like telling everyone what's good. So we were like making smiley fries. Also, Stop and Shop in East Hampton's like, why don't you have a singular chicken nugget in your store? Let me know. So we couldn't make chicken nuggets, but we made smiley fries, pizza rolls, pizza, whatever, the whole nine. So there's a bunch of people at our house that night, and Mary B, you guys, she, a side of her I've never seen came out. She was boxing, so was I, boxing people out from taking our food, because it's not fair. It's our house food. There were a bunch of people at the house, like, being animals, grabbing for the food. Like, I was slapping people's hands. Mary B and I were boxing it out, like, taking it out of the oven. People were like grabbing underneath us. No, literally no. So then we hoarded it and took it all out to the pool, and then it was fine. And you are literally under. Like, no, thank you. Literally. And it's not like it was even our friends in like different houses. It was people that I don't know you. And out. So I'm like, okay, so then it was crazy. So then we take all the food out to the pool and everyone's swimming in our house. So then it was so funny. It was like our house was having a party, but everyone in our house was in the pool and everyone else was like spread out. Like, our house was not. It was really funny. In our house, literally. So then Mary B went to bed kind of early, and I kept every 10 minutes I would sprint in to say hello to her and like tell her what was happening outside. So funny, because she was cozy in bed but still getting all the tea, because I was running back and forth. Literally 20 minutes later, I'd be like, this person's talking to this person now. Then I'd be like, oh my god, this person just left and now this is happening and someone else is in the pool. It was really entertaining. But during that, like, a funny thing, I wrote this in my notes because I thought it was so funny. People the night before, the first night there, when we had been the party house, which we already discussed, something had happened to the toilet downstairs, something nasty. So the people sleeping in our house downstairs were a little bit triggered when people were like going downstairs, because not okay considering what happened to our toilet. So someone like said, oh, people are going like downstairs to the sauna. And the Turkish guy, like, sweet angel, he was staying down there. So he, like, looked. He's like, oh, no, people are going in our basement. So he goes running down to, like, tell them to leave. And he comes back, and we're like, what happened? He's like, I just gave them a stern stare, and they understood, and they stood up and left. And then he's like, he's so sweet. He's like, then I felt bad, so I brought them beers and told them that they could stay. It was so sweet. It was so funny. Into them, and they scurried away. So funny. Do not mess with our basement. So funny. Do not mess with our basement sauna. Oh, wait. In my notes, I have I can't remember if we already talked about this or not. That Rihanna, I feel like we already discussed the Rihanna writes music and the Caprese. Then for some reason, Nantucket notes, I have Gardner. I don't know. Oh my god, I don't know. I must have. I don't know. I guess. Oh yeah, the Uber driver that... Never mind. I can't out him. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, and then we went to Round Swamp. Like, honestly, guys... like, the chicken fingers, amazing. Chicken salad, I've had better. My mom, your mom, can make better. Overhyped. Oh. Oh, it's the amount I paid for, like, a farm stand that we have in Northern Michigan for half the price. Like, the muffins were really good, and the chicken tenders were really good. Yeah, I got crackers, a salad, an orzo salad for $75. Oh, and honey mustard. Like, that's sickening. But I just, I do love an expensive grocery store, so the vibes walking around in there was so lovely. It was really cute, but a little, like, I don't need that pricing. Like I don't understand how people are going there for, like, all the time. But it was fun to see, and I'm glad that I can check it off my bucket list. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and then the next day was, like, really rainy. It was so cozy. We grilled out. We walked around town. Mary B's one request of the trip. So my one request was to go to Surf Lodge, which we did. It was great. Mary B's was to get ice cream, which we did. And everyone ended up joining us. It was so pure. Like, you really rallied the troops. And other houses were there. It was really a blending. So fun, so my vibe, like, so divey, but also, like, music. I know. Oh, I fully got up. And the drinks were, like, in those nasty plastic cups that make them taste so good. Like, the vodka soda, like, has never tasted better to me. And then we came back and might have been the only people in the entire world watching speed walking live. Because it was so fun, because we would come home and watch the Olympics and it would be, like, live because it was, like, 3 a.m. or whatever. So we were watching speed walking, and I swear, like, NBC's, like, marketing team is probably like, what? And we're watching this live, literally. I know. It was so cute. And we ate little pizza. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally. Yeah, I wish we could have been, like, recorded the whole time. I tried to vlog a little bit, but it was hard. And, like, I'm just not good at vlogging. Like I can't post. I think there's maybe one that I could post. Horrible. Literally. But then, yeah, Nantucket was lovely. I got my favorite drink ever in the whole world, the Crewcumber. If you know, you know. It was so delicious. Not going to say how many I had, but it was really good. I got a year's worth in one night of them. So yummy. My fave bev. Yeah. Yep. Oh, I went to Brooklyn Mirage. Five? Tell them to hold up. Yeah, okay, we are ending. Okay. Is this our topic for the thing? We don't have another topic. Oh, okay. Then, yeah, Brooklyn Mirage was amazing. Honestly, like, so fun. Like, obsessed with the rave energy. Like, I loved it. It was so fun. We stayed so late. But, I mean, as you know, as you've witnessed this whole week, that is something that I can do and I thrive. I thrive staying late. It'll be fun. But, also Precious Baby, so sweet angel. And then we went to a lovely birthday dinner, a little tasting menu situation. But overall, like, closing thoughts, seriously, like, the Hamptons, like, it's just, it's the same as Northern Michigan. I would love, like, it was perfect, but it could have been, we could have been anywhere in the country and it would have been perfect with the, like, it's like why it's so easy for everyone to go and it makes sense. But, like, the group, like, the CBS crashing, like, shout out everyone who welcomed us with open arms. Our fraudulent asses, not even going to business school, not even putting in the 6 months, 8 months of work. The studying that they did. Thank you so much for letting us, like, enjoy. And also, like, I hope we hang out. We will hang out. And, like, we'll see you at your graduation. No, obsessed with all of them. Mm-hmm. So fun. Like, I can't wait to hear what transpires the next 2 years, and hopefully we'll be involved slightly. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And did I look at a flight? Yeah. But I can't do it. It's too soon. But I will come to another one. I'm just going to rack up the miles from New York to Chicago. It's going to just be pew, 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 pew. But so fun. Yeah. Literally best time ever. Yeah, wait, thanks for inviting me also. Like, I was literally friend of friend of friend. No, everyone in the whole house, like, everyone was needed. Everyone was perfect. No beef, no drama. Everyone, like, obsessed. And congrats, Kate, if you're listening. Congrats to your baby. So glad. Thank you for letting me be there. Fun Auntie E's got to be there. Mm-hmm. So gorge. Oh. Wait. Literally not to be depressed, which, like, I'm already not doing well on that. Maybe to let's, like, to cook some nutritious meals for myself, because I have been lacking, like, starch, veggie, protein. That's, like, let's, and I need to actually cook and contribute to society. Rest it up. Yeah, I know. Next week when I'm back in Michigan, that will be my resting time. Except, I already have so many. Whatever. I'm going to have to start denying people. Sorry, Pops, can't come to your birthday. I need a rest. No, I'm golfing and going to dinner. I'm excited. I know. Okay. Love you guys. Love you, anyone. CBS, if you're listening to this. Love you guys. Bye.